Bella peeked out of the window, pretending to check the latch, but in all reality, she already knew it was secure. Axel didn't think she knew what he did way too often, which was follow her home after she finished working her shift at Sophie's Sweet Treats. She noticed him doing it after the trouble with the Shadow Warriors, a rival MC, had become more frequent. Sometimes he was in his patrol car, sometimes on his sled, sometimes in his truck. But she knew he was there. He was always there. He'd always been there. She wished he'd give up. She needed him to give up. But no matter what she said to him, no matter how shitty she treated him, no matter how many times she told him to get gone, he never did. Yes, he'd back off, but only to give her space. He'd always be there waiting on the outskirts of her anger. It wasn't him, it was her. She didn't want any man. Not a biker, not a doctor, not an accountant, not even Axel. Or at least, that's what she tried to tell herself. With a sigh, she leaned her forehead against the window pane and could see him sitting on his Harley, the custom one Jag built for him, in the shadows just outside the circle of the streetlight. He probably thought since he didn't have illegal straight exhaust pipes that she wouldn't hear his sled outside her house. But hell, being raised in an MC meant she could easily recognize the deep rumble of his Harley, legal pipes or not. So many times she'd pushed him away, but he never gave up. The man was tenacious and determined. And as much as she wanted him, she couldn't have him, for more reasons than one. Sucking in a ragged breath, her nipples tightened at the thought of having her way with him just for one single night. Only one night. Maybe then she'd get him out of her system, and her out of his. She needed to prove to him and herself that this wasn't meant to be, no matter what their bodies said. No, she couldn't crack that shell to let him in, even for a split second. Her feet moved without her permission, and suddenly she was at her front door, punching in the security code, turning the deadbolt, and removing the security chain. Everything her cousin Diesel, the club's sergeant-at-arms, had installed for her safety. Before she could stop herself, she ripped open the door. Barefoot, she stepped out onto her front step, put her hands on her hips, and stared directly at him. What was she doing? Why couldn't she fight this pull? Within seconds, his sled roared to life and he rolled into her driveway, heeled the kickstand down, quieted the engine, and stared back at her. Without saying anything, Axel dismounted, took long strides in her direction, and bumped her backwards with his chest against hers until he pushed them beyond the threshold, enough so that he could slam the door shut. Then her back was pinned against the wooden door, his chest to hers, effectively trapping her as he took her mouth.